Chapter 88. Perhaps, apostrophe suggested Fledgeby, after reflecting with a very discontented brow, somebody has been giving you a bad character. Apostrophe, are you, apostrophe said Lammle, with a deeper frown. Mr. Fledgeby appeared to be on the verge of some mutinous expressions, when his hand happened to touch his nose. A certain remembrance connected with that feature operating as a timely warning, he took it thoughtfully between his thumb and forefinger, and pondered, Lammle meanwhile eyeing him with furtive eyes. Well, apostrophe apostrophe said Fledgeby. This won't improve with talking about. If we ever find out who did it, we'll mark that person. There's nothing more to be said, except that you undertook to do what circumstances prevent your doing. Apostrophe, and that you undertook to do what you might have done by this time, if you had made a prompter use of circumstances, apostrophe snarled Lammle. Ha! That, apostrophe remarked Fledgeby, with his hands in the Turkish trousers, is matter of opinion. Apostrophe, Mr. Fledgeby, apostrophe said Lammle, in a bullying tone, am I to understand that you in any way reflect upon me, or hint dissatisfaction with me, in this affair? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, apostrophe said Fledgeby, provided you have brought my promissory note in your pocket, and now hand it over. Apostrophe, Lammle produced it, not without reluctance. Fledgeby looked at it, identified it, twisted it up, and threw it into the fire. They both looked at it as it blazed, went out, and flew in feathery ash up the chimney. Now, Mr. Fledgeby, apostrophe said Lammle, as before, am I to understand that you in any way reflect upon me, or hint dissatisfaction with me, in this affair? Apostrophe apostrophe, no, apostrophe said Fledgeby. Finally and unreservedly no? Apostrophe apostrophe, yes. Apostrophe, Fledgeby, my hand. Apostrophe, Mr. Fledgeby took it, saying, and if we ever find out who did this, we'll mark that person. And in the most friendly manner, let me mention one thing more. I don't know what your circumstances are, and I don't ask. You have sustained a loss here. Many men are liable to be involved at times, and you may be, or you may not be. But whatever you do, Lammle, don't, I beg of you ever fall into the hands of Pupsy and company in the next room, for they are grinders. Regular flayers and grinders, my dear Lammle, apostrophe repeated Fledgeby with a peculiar relish, and they'll skin you by the inch, from the nape of your neck to the sole of your foot, and grind every inch of your skin to tooth powder. You have seen what Mr. Rye is. Never fall into his hands, Lammle, I beg of you as a friend. Apostrophe apostrophe, Mr. Lammle, disclosing some alarm at the solemnity of this affectionate adjuration, demanded why the devil he ever should fall into the hands of Pupsy and company question mark, to confess the fact, I was made a little uneasy, apostrophe said the candid Fledgeby, by the manner in which that Jew looked at you, when he heard your name. I didn't like his eye. But it may have been the heated fancy of a friend. Of course if you are sure that you have no personal security out, which you may not be quite equal to meeting, and which can have got into his hands, it must have been fancy. Still, I didn't like his eye. Apostrophe, the brooding Lammle, with certain white dints coming and going in his palpitating nose, looked as if some tormenting imp were pinching it. Fledgeby, watching him with a twitch in his mean face which did duty there for a smile, looked very like the tormentor who was pinching. But I mustn't keep him waiting too long, apostrophe said Fledgeby, or he'll revenge it on my unfortunate friend. How's your very clever and agreeable wife? She knows we have broken down? Apostrophe, I showed her the letter. Apostrophe, very much surprised? Apostrophe apostrophe asked Fledgeby. I think she would have been more so, apostrophe answered Lammle, if there had been more go in you? Apostrophe apostrophe, oh. She lays it upon me, then? Apostrophe, Mr. Fledgeby, I will not have my words misconstrued. apostrophe, don't break out, lamel, apostrophe urged Fledgeby, in a submissive tone, because there's no occasion. I only asked a question. Then she don't lay it upon me? To ask another question. Apostrophe, no, sir. Apostrophe, very good, apostrophe said Fledgeby, plainly seeing that she did. My compliments to her. Goodbye. Apostrophe, they shook hands, and Lammel strode out pondering. Fledgeby saw him into the fog, and, returning to the fire and musing with his face to it, stretched the legs of the rose-colored Turkish trousers wide apart, and meditatively bent his knees, as if he were going down upon them. You have a pair of whiskers, Lammel, which I never liked, apostrophe murmured Fledgeby, and which money can't produce. You are boastful of your manners and your conversation. You wanted to pull my nose, and you have let me in for a failure, and your wife says I am the cause of it. I'll bowl you down. I will, though I have no whiskers, apostrophe here he rubbed the places where they were due, and no manners, and no conversation. Apostrophe apostrophe, having thus relieved his noble mind, he collected the legs of the Turkish trousers, straightened himself on his knees, and called out to Raya in the next room, Hello, you sir. Apostrophe apostrophe, at sight of the old man re-entering with a gentleness monstrously in contrast with the character he had given him, Mr. Fledgeby was so tickled again, that he exclaimed, laughing, good, good. Upon my soul it is uncommon good. Apostrophe apostrophe, now, all done, apostrophe proceeded Fledgeby, when he had had his laugh out, you'll buy up these lots, that I mark with my pencil there's a tick there, and a tick there, and a tick there, and I wager 2 pence you'll afterwards go on squeezing those Christians like the Jew you are. Now, next you'll want a check, or you'll say you want it, though you've capital enough somewhere, if one only knew where, but you'd be peppered and salted and grilled on a gridiron before you'd own to it and that check I'll write. Apostrophe, when he had unlocked a drawer, and taken a key from it to open another drawer, in which was another key, that opened another drawer, in which was another key, that opened another drawer, in which was the checkbook, and when he had written the check, and when, reversing the key and drawer process, he had placed his checkbook in safety again, he beckoned the old man, with the folded check, to come and take it. All done, apostrophe said Fledgeby, when the Jew had put it in his pocketbook, and was putting that in the breast of his outer garment, so much at present for my affairs. Now a word about affairs that are not exactly mine. Where is she? Apostrophe, with his hand not yet withdrawn from the breast of his garment, Raya started and paused. Oh, oh. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Fledgeby. Didn't expect it. Where have you hidden her? Apostrophe, apostrophe, showing that he was taken by surprise, the old man looked at his master with some passing confusion, which the master highly enjoyed. Is she in the house I pay rent and taxes for in St. Mary's? Apostrophe apostrophe demanded Fledgeby. No, sir. Apostrophe, is she in your garden up atop of that house gone up to be dead, or whatever the game is? Apostrophe apostrophe asked Fledgeby. No, sir. Apostrophe, where is she then? Apostrophe apostrophe, Raya bent his eyes upon the ground, as if considering whether he could answer the question without breach of faith, and then silently raised them to Fledgeby's face, as if he could not. Come, apostrophe apostrophe said Fledgeby. I won't press that just now. But I want to know this, and I will know this, mind you. What are you up to? Apostrophe, the old man, with an apologetic action of his head and hands, as not comprehending the master's meaning, addressed to him a look of mute inquiry. You can't be a gallivanting dodger, apostrophe said Fledgeby. For your regular pity the sorrows, you know if you do know any Christian rhyme whose trembling limbs have borne him to etc. You're one of the patriarchs. You're a shaky old card. And you can't be in love with this Lizzie? Apostrophe apostrophe, oh sir. Apostrophe apostrophe expostulated Raya. Oh, sir, sir, sir. Apostrophe, then why? Apostrophe, retorted Fledgeby, with some slight tinge of a blush. Don't you out with your reason for having your spoon in the soup at all? Apostrophe, apostrophe, sir, I will tell you the truth. But your pardon for the stipulation, it is in sacred confidence. It is strictly upon honor. Apostrophe, honor too. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Fledgeby, with a mocking lip. Honor among Jews. Well, cut away. Apostrophe, it is upon honor, sir. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the other still stipulated, with respectful firmness. Oh, certainly. Honor bright, apostrophe, said Fledgeby. The old man, never bidden to sit down, stood with an earnest hand laid on the back of the young man's easy chair. The young man sat looking at the fire with a face of listening curiosity, ready to check him off, and catch him tripping. Cut away, apostrophe, said Fledgeby. Start with your motive. Apostrophe, sir, I have no motive, but to help the helpless. Apostrophe, Mr. Fledgeby could only express the feelings to which this incredible statement gave rise in his breast, by a prodigiously long derisive sniff. How I came to know, and much to esteem and to respect, this damsel, I mentioned when you saw her in my poor garden on the housetop, apostrophe, said the Jew. Did you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Fledgeby, distrustfully. Well, perhaps you did, though. Apostrophe, the better I knew her, the more interest I felt in her fortunes. They gathered to a crisis. I found her beset by a selfish and ungrateful brother, beset by an unacceptable wooer, beset by the snares of a more powerful lover, beset by the wiles of her own heart. Apostrophe, she took to one of the chaps then? Apostrophe, apostrophe, sir, it was only natural that she should incline towards him, for he had many and great advantages. But he was not of her station, and to marry her was not in his mind. Perils were closing round her, and the circle was fast darkening, when I being as you have said, sir, too old and broken to be suspected of any feeling for her, but a father stepped in, and counseled flight. I said, my daughter, there are times of moral danger, when the hardest virtuous resolution to form is flight, and when the most heroic bravery is flight. She answered, she had had this in her thoughts. But whither to fly without help she knew not, and there were none to help her. I showed her there was one to help her, and it was one. And she is gone. Apostrophe, what did you do with her? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Fledgeby, feeling his cheek. I placed her, apostrophe, said the old man, at a distance, with a grave smooth outward sweep from one another of his two open hands at arm's length. At a distance among certain of our people, where her industry would serve her, and where she could hope to exercise it, unassailed from any quarter. Apostrophe, Fledgeby's eyes had come from the fire, to notice the action of his hands, when he said at a distance. Apostrophe, Fledgeby now tried, very unsuccessfully, to imitate that action, as he shook his head and said, plussed her in that direction, did you? Oh, you circular old dodger! Apostrophe, apostrophe, with one hand across his breast, and the other on the easy chair, Raya, without justifying himself, waited for further questioning. But, that it was hopeless to question him on that one reserved point, Fledgeby, with his small eyes too near together, saw full well. Lizzie, apostrophe, said Fledgeby, looking at the fire again, and then looking up. Humph, Lizzie. You didn't tell me the other name in your garden atop of the house. I'll be more communicative with you. The other name's Hexam. Apostrophe, Raya bent his head in assent. Look here, you sir, apostrophe, said Fledgeby. I have a notion I know something of the inveigling chap, the powerful one. Has he anything to do with the law? Apostrophe, apostrophe, nominally, I believe it is calling. Apostrophe, I thought so. Name anything like Lightwood? Apostrophe, sir, not at all like. Apostrophe, come, all done, apostrophe, said Fledgeby, meeting his eyes with a wink, say the name. Apostrophe, Rayburn. Apostrophe, by Jupiter. Apostrophe apostrophe cried Fledgeby. That one, is it? I thought it might be the other, but I never dreamt of that one. I shouldn't object to your bulking either of the pair, Dodger, for they are both conceited enough. But that one is as cool a customer as ever I met with. Got a beard besides, and presumes upon it. Well done, all done. Go on and prosper. Apostrophe apostrophe, brightened by this unexpected commendation, Raya asked were there more instructions for him? No, apostrophe said Fledgeby, you may toddle now, Judah, and grope about on the orders you have got. Apostrophe dismissed with those pleasing words, the old man took his broad hat and staff, and left the great presence. More as if he were some superior creature benignantly blessing Mr. Fledgeby, than the poor dependent on whom he set his Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.